This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today, for Thursday, October 8. The deceiver is deceived. Our reading comes from Genesis chapter 29. Jacob said to Laban, "Why have you deceived me?" Jacob's stated purpose in fleeing to Haran was to find a wife. And it didn't take him long to fall in love. Jacob's polygamy and some other marriage customs described here may be foreign to many of us today, but they were not unusual in Jacob's day. The fact that they are included in the Bible doesn't mean God approves of them. It simply means that God can work to redeem people's hearts, even through existing cultural realities. On the night of his wedding, Jacob the deceiver is himself deceived. In the morning, he finds that he's married to Leah instead of Rachel. Laban has played a nasty trick, and it will hurt his daughter as well as Jacob. But Jacob's favoritism will also take a toll, setting the stage for resentment and bitterness that will plague his family for a long time. It's easy to see the wrong in others. Jacob is quick to name Laban's fault, but Jacob seems to miss the fact that only a short time earlier, he had committed a similar sin against his own father and brother. We're responsible for the sinful ways we act. And we're more like Jacob than we might like to think. We get irritated when others sin against us, but we're quick to justify our own wrongdoing. Thankfully, God kept working on Jacob, and he keeps working on our hearts too. Pray with me. Heavenly Father, help us to see our hearts as you see them. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.